Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf for holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. The Shiurim for the month of Av are sponsored by the Einhorn family, Lilui Nishmas from Naftali Ber Yecheskel, whose Yortzeit falls on Chavav Av, the day we learn this Daf, Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. The one with Beis tells us that if you have Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, and one did Mezid of Shabbos and Shoigi of Yom Kippurim, he will be Potter. The Gemara tries to say the reason is because Shabbos is considered to be coming before Yom Kippur because it's Kviya Vekaima. But then Rava says, at the end of the day, Shabbos and Yom Kippur start in the exact same moment. So if so, why do you say that one is Chayef only for Shabbos, not for Yom Kippur? So answer the Gemara, says Rava, we're talking about in the time there was a Shamdo Hova, meaning the Goyim made a Gzeiro, the Am Yisrael cannot keep Yom Kippur. Rashi explains, so therefore Rabbanan said that instead of doing Yom Kippur on the right day, do it on Shabbos, because the Goyim will now realize that Am Yisrael are keeping Yom Kippur, because they know that Am Yisrael don't do Melach on Shabbos. They're expecting that. So you can disguise the Yom Kippur on Shabbos, even though it's not really the day of Yom Kippur. It's just to have a Zikaron Be'alma to remember Yom Kippur. And that is the reason that one is not going to be Chayav Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur that year wasn't on the day that they kept Yom Kippur, because of the Shamdo. So the Ritva over here on the spot asks a simple question. He says, we know when the Goyim make a Gzeiro in Am Yisrael, so one has to be Moiser Nefesh, in order not to be over the Gzeiro, not to listen to the Gzeiro, even al Kata de Mesana, even at the color of the shoes of the Goyim come and do such a thing. And even if it's no Gzeiro, if it's before Esther, you have to do it. So what's shot that Am Yisrael that year did not keep Yom Kippur on the right day? So the Ritva answers with a big Chiddush. He says like this. What makes Yom Kippur into Yom Kippur? Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah saseh. The din of Yaharik Val Yavar is only an Alav, not an Esther. So they're not Moiseh Nefesh to do Kiddush HaChodesh. If they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no Yom Kippur at all. Without Kiddush HaChodesh, you do not have Yom Kippur. So that's why they're not Moiseh Nefesh in this case. Now the Kli Chamdo and Pasha's boy, he brings this Ritva and he says, really, if Beis are not Mekadosh the Chodesh, so then there will be no Yom Kippur, there will be no Moyadim? He brings the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that's what he paskin. The Beis didn't do the Kiddush HaChodesh, kva kitshu shamayim. It was when Kiddush Mishamayim. So even if they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh, still Yom Kippur happens to come. So he answers the Kli Chamdo, he brings the name of somebody else. The Tosfos says the reason Kitshu Shamayim, because they know the Beis are about to do Kiddush Chodesh anyway. Because you know the Beis are going to do it to Kitshu Shamayim. But in this case, Baas Beis were not planning to do Kiddush Chodesh at all. So they don't have Din Kitshu Shamayim. So maybe the Ritva is correct, that if Beis Din purposely or not Mekadosh the Chodesh, we will not have the Issa Yom Kippur, and therefore there's no Issa Doraisa not to keep Yom Kippur. The Kli Chamdo himself brings another answer, and so other Achronim bring the same answer. The din of Yaharik Ve'al Yavor is not just a person has to kill himself not to do an Aveiro. But the Pshat is a person has to kill himself to make sure that the mitzvah will happen in any case, or the Aveiro will be prevented in any case. So for example, if there is a Gzeiro for someone to do Avodah Zarah, and he will kill himself, Avodah Zarah will not happen. So he accomplished what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. But if by Am Yisrael killing themselves, they will not accomplish anything better than staying alive, then there's no din to kill yourself. So here, the Goyim did not want to have Yom Kippur. They didn't want to have a day of Kapara of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael will kill themselves, also there will not be a day of Kapara because there's nobody to be Mechaper on. Everybody will be dead. So there's no point to get to Yaharik Val Yavor because anyway, they will not accomplish anything. Reuven Margolius, he has here a Gevaldik Cheshbon. And B'toycha Dvarim, he gives an answer to the Kushiyah of the Ritva. And he goes on to explain that this is the period where they change from Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah to Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Cheshbon. Why did they change? It used to be Mekadosh HaChodesh based on witnesses. So when did that change? It changed when there was a Shamdo, when there was a Gzeira of the Goyim, not to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So they started doing Kiddush HaChodesh based on Cheshbon. They had a whole Cheshbon, they had a whole calendar, and that's how they did Kiddush HaChodesh. And with that, explains the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, that it says the zug ba mirekes, there was a zug that came and they had two things with him. They had cheles and they had the soyde ibur, the soyde kiddush achoytish. So he goes on to explain these are the two gzeris that the goyim had. Now to have cheles and now to do kiddush achoytish. And he brings the Gemara and says that Rava fasted Yom Kippur 2 days because it was a confusion. They didn't know what day is what. They couldn't do Kiddush HaChodesh. So Reuven Regalius with Teich HaDvarim says, and I saw that some Rishonim mentioned in a different way, that the pshat in our Gemara is not that they knew when Yom Kippur is, but they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh like the Ritva says. But they didn't know Kiddush HaChodesh. There was a confusion. They didn't know what day is Rosh Chodesh. They didn't know what day to fast. So therefore, they told him, Eretz Yisrael, go ahead and fast on Shabbos. Keep 1 day in order to at least have some kind of taste of Yom Kippur. But this explains why they didn't kill themselves. Because they didn't know what day to kill themselves for. They didn't know when Yom Kippur is. So we have over here 3 Gevaldike answers on the question of the Ritva. Why didn't they kill themselves at Kiddush Hashem? The Ritva says, because it was a mitzvah saseh, you don't have din yarg val yavar mitzvah saseh, and the mitzvah saseh is Kiddush HaChodesh. The Klichamda's answer is that you won't accomplish anything by killing yourself. And Reuven Margolius alludes to that they just didn't know what day is Yom Kippur at all, so there was no day to kill themselves because they couldn't figure out what day is Yom Kippur. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.